You're listening to 89.1. I spoke with Greg Trinish. He's an adventurer and conservationist that founded a nonprofit organization connecting outdoor adventurers with scientists in need of data from the field. He spoke at TEDx Jackson Hole and will also be speaking on behalf of the National Geographic Society at the Jackson Hole Wild Festival this weekend. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So at JH Wild, you'll talk about the National Geographic Society, the kind of grants that they give each year to different scientists and adventurers and explorers. What are they looking for in those types of projects?
Yeah, my experience is that they've always really looked for something unique and different. You know, there's so many opportunities to go out into the world and do a first ascent or descent, but that's been done so many times. And so I think what they really want is some mission behind it and some kind of opportunity to change the world for the positive through your experiences in the outdoors.
And that ties in really well to your story and how you ended up where you are today. In 2004, you hiked the Appalachian Trail, and then you spent 2 years after that hiking 7,800 miles of the Andes Mountains. But you had this kind of mental crossroad that you confronted on the way. What was that?
Yeah, I always felt really selfish for being out on these personal expeditions that I had. Like, I really wanted to be making a difference with my time. And so, you know, there was one moment in particular on the Appalachian Trail where that really hit home, and it was a consistent feeling in the Andes and in other expeditions that I had since then. And so I've always really searched for how I can make a difference while I get after it. And, you know, that led to me starting the organization, which empowers others to do that as well.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your organization?
Yeah. So our mission is to equip partners with data where it can unlock solutions to environmental issues. So we work on everything from antibiotic resistance with Harvard Medical School, where we have thousands of people around the world who are going to go out and collect scat samples, so animal poops. And through those animal poops, we look for the genes responsible for antibiotic resistance in order to one day be able to turn that off in a clinical setting. So an incredibly lofty goal, but one that we do feel like there's an opportunity to be successful with. Another project we work on is microplastics. So understanding the sources and distribution of microplastics, we're starting to look more and more at how we can ascertain the impacts to wildlife and to fish, because it does get into our food system. Once those toxins are in the waterway, they're going to biomagnify up the food chain and can be very harmful for humans. So we work with amazing partners like Patagonia, sunglasses manufacturers like Sunskis, and the National Geographic to get the word out about that and really look at how we can turn off the sources of plastic at the tap and really prevent that stuff from entering waterways to begin with.
So you talk about mobilizing people, sending people to remote corners of the globe who have expertise or can act as citizen scientists. What about the environmental impact of that kind of global travel? Do you work with empowering locals to kind of take part in this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so there are obviously people who are traveling around the world with a massive carbon footprint while they're doing that. And, you know, we take the stance that they're going to be out there anyway. We're not really asking people to go out on mission-specific endeavors halfway around the world. No, we do believe that if there are locals that can do that stuff, if there's an easier way to get it done, that's great. At the same time, while there are going to be people climbing in the Himalaya, and there's going to be people deep in the Andes, and there's going to be people all around the world traveling, they can make a difference while they're out there doing it, and they can genuinely contribute to finding solutions to these environmental issues. So our job is to empower them and give them the tools to be able to do that. And, you know, if they can make their expeditions more meaningful, that's great. But we definitely are aware of the fact that that's a big carbon impact and carbon footprint, but it's going to be there with or without the scientific mission behind it.
Have you thought about what it is that motivates people to take these crazy adventures and missions around the world?
Yeah, I've thought about that endlessly. You know, you mentioned I walked the length of the Andes, and for two straight years, I thought about what the hell I was doing out there and what motivates people to do that. You know, for me, I take every expedition. I calculate that carbon that carbon footprint. I think about, is this really worth it from an environmental standpoint? For me, it has to be mission driven. I think the mission other people feel is conquering, it's getting to the top, or it's, you know, the first descent, or it's running some river. And, you know, I will never fault anybody for getting in the outdoors. I think people have every right to experience nature in their own way, and they should. And we all love nature for our own reasons. For those people who want to make a difference with their time, there's an easy way they can come and do that by coming to our website at adventurescience.org, and they can sign up for a project and get involved. But as far as their motivations, you know, I think everybody's different. I think some people are conquering personal demons. I think some people are just doing what they love to do. I mean, I mountain bike every chance I get. And why I do it? Because it's the greatest feeling in the world to let go and fly down a mountain and go cruise through the woods and be able to cover ground and feel just totally free on my bike. It's amazing.
I've heard someone describe it as the spectrum of people who want to conquer, and then all the way at the other end, people who want to be conquered by nature. And I feel like usually people fall somewhere in between those two.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, I think, again, since the beginning of time, people have had this innate curiosity about what's around the next corner. You know, in the times of Amerigo Vespucci and Vasco da Gama coming across oceans, worried that they genuinely might fall off the edge of the planet, it didn't stop them because they were curious. They wanted to see. They wanted to know. And for so much of my experience in the outdoors, it has been that feeling. It's, yeah, we could go a little further. We can go a little bit different way. Finding those remote places where others haven't been before, those are some of the most special places that I've ever found on the planet.
And as I mentioned, you spoke at TEDx, which had the theme of passion this year. How did you tie your work into passion?
Yeah, you know, at TEDx, it was a different presentation than I normally give. I'm normally focused as the executive director of Adventure Scientists on talking about the organization and our work. This was much more a personal story about, you know, my experience as a troubled teen and a troubled child, and going out and challenging myself and really overcoming huge obstacles in nature and in my personal life as well, to eventually emerge with a clear vision of what my passion is. And you know, I'm a community organizer. I'm a conservationist, yes, but my real job is to mobilize these people who have a desire to make a difference and give them the opportunity to do that. And so I'm passionate as I could possibly be about that. I love the stories I get to hear of others who go out and feel so connected to the issues that we've taught them about and that we've given them the opportunity to give their labor to. And it's amazing what I get to do.
That's really intriguing to me, that idea of being able to confront maybe your past or things that have plagued you for a while. What advice would you leave with people about taking control of something like that?
Yeah, I would say embrace the struggle. There are such hard times that we will all go through in life, some chosen, some not. And it's those struggles that have the opportunity for the most growth, where we can really look at the core of who we are and what is the reason. Ask yourself why all the time. Why are you in the situation you're in? Why do you want to get out of it the way that you do? And it's, you know, my struggles have given me the direct path to my passion. And I think getting to your passion has to come from challenge.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was adventurer and conservationist Greg Trinish here on 89.1. He spoke as part of the TEDx Jackson Hole Conference and will also be taking part in the Jackson Hole Wild Festival, speaking on behalf of the National Geographic Society here in the Center for the Arts October 7th and 8th.